Zeta Hip Hop album review, King Los, God Money War. Yo, we're doing more content, so sometimes the schedules don't always work out, so it's just me and your boy KB today, but we gonna knock it out, man. And if you love the album, or if you want to support King Los, go ahead and download it right here. The link is I don't know where it's gonna be. Yeah, well, see, look, you got the Mr. Producer man over here talking like he damn Swiss Beats on the track or something.
I might put like a little bubble or something there that they can click on, but I don't know. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
First of all, appreciate you guys watching, appreciate you guys subscribing to the channel. You guys just love what we do and love everything we put out. Please, we got fan funding and you can show your support. You know, you can donate as much as you like, as small as you like. So yeah, man, all of it is appreciated. We put in the work, we be grinding, we try to do what we can, man, and we definitely appreciate you guys, you know, just supporting us in whatever way you can. So even if it's just sharing the channel, you know. So let's talk about Los for a minute. I think he changed his name to King Los. I don't know when he made that change. He's been around for a minute. He has a gang of mixtapes. He dropped 3 in 2008, then he came back with 3 more in 2009, 4 in 2010, 2 more in 2011, 2013 too, and then he kind of started to slow down a little bit. He was signed in 2005 to Bad Boy, and then another label, which was Block Entertainment, is Block Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Something happened with that, he lost his deal. Still continuing his grind, and I think he ended up back with Diddy again. I think he lost that deal. Now he signed to After Platinum, 88 Classic, and RCA. So throughout this whole time that he's been around since 2005, he hasn't dropped an album. So now here we are in 2015, and this is his first debut album, God, Money, War. What do you think?
I've been a fan of King Los for a minute, but I've been a fan of King Los the same way like I'm a fan of Cassidy. I love him for his freestyles and stuff like that. I've listened to a couple of his projects, and I've always felt King Los has had a talent, but I always felt he struggled, like most freestyle artists, to make like a good song. Mm-hmm. So going into this project, I'm like, okay, what am I gonna get? I think King Los had probably one of the best control verses 2 years ago.
Kendrick Lamar even gave him props for that.
Oh, did he? Wow.
Yeah, he said he had one of the best responses.
He did, hands down. He did Sway in the Morning. He murdered that. You know what I'm saying? So I know the man can spit, but sometimes making a song and spitting are two different things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he was definitely able to come into his own on this. You know, we just did Dizzy Wright. Mm-hmm. You were talking about daddy-daughter relationship. Yo.
You talking about Little Black Boy.
Little Black Boy? Bruh. You talking about heartfelt. You talking about real. And that intro, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm not a father. Mm-hmm. But I was old enough to my younger brothers to remember them being babies, you know what I'm saying? And seeing my parents go through those things, teaching my little brothers how to speak, how to pronounce vowels and all of that. And then for him, you know, to take that from the intro, then go throughout, you know, the song really describing how his son makes him feel, like that's his only purpose in life, really. And then to go into the second verse and really criticizing and chastising these men out here that are not taking care of their kids, because that's so right. And that's why, like, for me, I always commend you, I commend Rod, because y'all take care of y'all kids, you know what I'm saying? From the moment I met y'all, that was always been priority. And to me, that's the true testament of a man. When you have offspring and that is your little black boy, you have to take care of him. You have to make the sacrifice. And I feel like that song is the type of music that provides that balance in hip hop and the positive messages that we need out here. I felt like overall this album was very eclectic because he kind of went all over the place. If you look at the track list and you see Ghetto Boy, you think some trap inspired song, I'm out here on the corner, whatever. Even though he did touch on those elements in the song, the music was not what you anticipated. And I feel like he really took you through the mind of a young, impoverished person that is struggling with all of those things. The struggle of trying to be a positive person, but the only thing you have is this ghetto and this trap. So what are you gonna do? And the way he flow switched through all of that, he really was able to bring out that emotion through music. And not a lot of people are able to do that. And I really felt that he was able to do that, especially in those two songs. But then, using the word eclectic, then he has a song, Glory to the Lord. And that song made me feel some type of way, and not in a good way. Because, you know, I understand that when something positive happens, you know, we always praise God, we praise the Lord. But just some of the things that he was praising the Lord for, he was praising popping bottles in the club. He was praising having money. He was praising being able to pay his bills. And I get it, because, like, damn, when I'm able to have my check and I can pay these bills and I don't have to have these people calling me.
You're like, glory to the Lord, glory to the Lord.
Exactly. So I feel it. You know, I know that it's not necessarily coming from, you know, like a negative play, but it made me feel some type of way, though.
I thought that song was absolutely terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the hook was terrible. I was nowhere near behind R. Kelly on that. This album, I'm completely opposite of you. Mm-hmm. I thought this album fell flat on its face.
Damn.
Remember when you opened up and you were talking about how rappers like Lil struggle to make songs.
Mm-hmm.
He struggled to me to make songs on this album, and I think that was the fundamental problem with this particular project for me. This has nothing to do with Lil's rapping mm-hmm. ability. He can freestyle his ass off, he can rap his ass off, he can switch flows, he all of that is on display here.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have with this album were the songs, and War was cool when it opened up, but then I kept waiting for Marsha Ambrosia to come in and lace it.
Mm-hmm.
And he saved her for the end, and it felt like it was a forced creativity to me. Like, he used her to kind of come in and seal the deal, like she's gonna come in and she's gonna put the cap on it, she's gonna be all mm-hmm. soulful and this, that, and the other. And it didn't resonate with me. So, Ghetto Boy is cool. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, another thing I wanna point out, the idea and thoughts behind what he's doing with this project, totally behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the positivity, the stuff mm-hmm. like that. I don't know if I necessarily believe it from him. And mm-hmm. here's what I mean by that. And again, I am kind of criticizing him, but again, I don't know what's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at the field of hip hop mm-hmm. and I see that positive rap is kind of
trying to make a comeback.
Kind of the thing, right? Yeah. So here's a guy, Lowe's, who decided to make a war about positive stuff, God, money, and war, because it's kind of in. That's how I felt. It may not be what he intended to do, that's just how I perceive, you know, the album.
He had a lot of duds on this. Okay, so when I said that I felt like he got better at making songs, some songs on here, some songs fell flat on their face,
Blame It on the Money.
Blame It on the Money. That, like, what is that? Glory to the Lord. Can't Fade Us. I really wasn't. And then was it him singing on Confidence?
No, it was Krishan the Prince. Some dude. Okay. Krishan the Prince.
So Confidence, I was okay with. Confidence, I was okay with. Slave, I was okay with. Did you mess with Black Blood?
Yes, Isaiah Rashad and Kent James. I did. A guy like Isaiah Rashad, mm-hmm. I was really curious to hear what he had to say. And you know, I do like the messaging behind Lil Black Boy. I thought that was powerful. I thought that was good. You know, I think I was talking to B, and then I see Pooh Bear on here. I'm like, oh shit, we're gonna get a bad Pooh Bear song. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even get that. Like, damn, if you're gonna use Pooh Bear, who's notorious for the song he had on Good Girl, was a Good Girl on Radioactive, on Radioactive with Yellow Wolf. And then he's done some stuff with MGK, like, you know, we all know what we're gonna get from Pooh Bear, but I didn't even get that from Pooh Bear. I'm like, okay, I wanna hear how, you know, and I should be talking about Pooh Bear like that. But then I was just surprised that Pooh Bear was really nowhere, like he wasn't out in the front of the song, and he was kind of hard to be found. It's like, so, but yeah, man, this album just felt disingenuous to me. It didn't feel real, it didn't feel honest, and I hate to say this because
he was off to a good start, and then it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and maybe it's just the songs. I don't think the songs were good enough to to make this work?
For me, I felt like, okay, so War, Ghetto Boy, Black and White, God Money War was cool, and Black Boy, and Black Blood. The first six songs, I thought was like, okay, this is the makings of a good album. It's a great album. Mm-hmm. But then when it got Glory to the Lord, I was like, okay, what are you doing? And then Can't Fade Us, I'm like, eh. Then Blame It on the Money, I'm like, okay, like you just, at that point, he just lost me. He just lost me. And that's right there where I was just like, okay, I can't, why? Like you were on such a great rhythm with the album. Mm-hmm. Like I saw where you were going and you were executing, and then he just lost steam.
You know, maybe Can't Fade Us, Blame It on the Money. I don't know.
Is that the money part of the album, since it's God Money War? So maybe it's like,
oh, you know what? I didn't even look at it that way.
Maybe we have to look at it that way, because the first parts are really more about like godly like type things, right? Like being a father that's, you know, created in the image of God. And then we're talking about money, where, you know, Glory to the Lord, because he kind of alludes to that. And then Can't Fade Us, I guess that's money type stuff. And then the war is a war on your confidence, the war of being a slave, balance is good, and then being a king. So I don't know, maybe that's how the album was broken down, and maybe that's why
we
feel, yeah, maybe that's why we feel a little disjointed with it.
I felt like it lacked identity. I felt that Lowe's himself as a rapper doesn't really know who he is as a rapper. And what I mean by that is that when you listen to this project, you can tell or hear contemporary influences. Kendrick, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Childish Gambino, mm-hmm. Lupe.
Big Sean.
And see, I didn't even hear Big Sean, but all right, throw him in there. So you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, okay, you have all of this, you have all these tapes, these projects, but then when it comes to the part where he has to go in and create something original, you know, on this particular album, it didn't work. And I also felt that without knowing who he is as a rapper, at least that's how it came across, you know, that's where it kind of struggled as well. Because if you know who you are as a rapper, you're like, okay, I know what type of songs I can make. You know, you don't, the outside influences don't influence the way you write a song, the way you do the flows, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. You go in and you make a lost record. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I felt that it kind of struggled with identity in parts. But again, you know, I know I don't like the album. I know I'm kind of, you know, going in on it. But, you know, this is just how I feel about it. And I want this to come across as Los is a bad artist or a bad rapper. I just think this particular project, the songs in this body of work, did not work.
If this was broken up into three parts, God, Money, and War, I like the God part of it. I like the first six tracks. That's like, I really felt like he was on to something, and then he just kind of lost me. Because what you're 100% right, positivity is coming. It's starting to become back in vogue. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a trend.
It's becoming a trend. You know, but at the same time, it's becoming a trend because everything else was trendy. So now the balance has. There's always gonna have to be balance, and that's what we're hearing. He did that very well on this project. The other stuff, that's where he lost me. He lost me on the war part. He lost me on the money part. But that God part, those first six tracks. To me, if this was an EP, that would have been, yo, one of the best EPs I've ever heard, those first six. But after that, I can't, as a complete project, I can't bump this. And I don't know if I'm putting it in the rotation like that, but don't look, I'm a repeat myself. Those first six tracks I'm messing with. Those first six tracks is what I hope that an entire King Los project becomes. But, and it's so crazy that freestyle artists like that typically do. Remember the dude Jin that won all of those BT, Cassidy. You know, there's a lot of those guys that just struggle to do it. Once you start getting to the midpoint of the album, you just realize he doesn't. He can't.
I know you mentioned that positivity is trendy right now. I don't know if I necessarily agree with it being trendy. I don't think it's just like that's just an honest influence right now. I mean, with everything going on.
You said an honest influence for him, or just an honest influence, period?
Just period, like in rap right now. I mean, people want to, just like with Marvin Gaye, when times is going on, depression and stuff like that. That's just what people wanted to sing about. You don't think that's like
what's going on with rappers right now. It's not just a trend. It's more like that's
of an influence instead of a trend.
Just feel like that.
Or taking what you're saying, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, oh, we can rap about positive stuff. And
yeah, you gotta have an opportunity to. And I sincerely want to.
No, I agree. But you know, at the same time, it is. Even though all of this messed up stuff is happening, it just seems like there's an abundance of rappers that's starting to do it. So maybe trendy is not
yeah,
the correct
the
word.
Word. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yes.
You say trendy, it puts a negative.
Exactly. There's and that's why I say maybe that's not the right word.
Yeah.
Because trendy does have a negative connotation to it. But I like it. Like I said, that was the best part of the album for me.
I mean, everybody know, man. If you guys have been watching this show for a while, you guys know me, man. That P, you know, hey. I love the positive stuff. I love positive content. And I love that that's where Los wanted to go. And I love the thoughts and ideas behind it. I'm not criticizing that at all. It's just the finished product didn't hit with me. So, and I think, you know, and it's his debut album. And his debut album is filled with a song like Little Black Boy. Again, we want to go back to that because that was one of the most powerful records on the album. You know, so, you know, you want to give him credit and props for that.
Exactly.
And credit and props for addressing some of the social ills that are prevalent in our society right now. Just for me, the songs, you know, it has to be the songs. Like you can do that. But if I'm not feeling the song itself as a whole, then, you know, it's not going to come across as well. But I think that takes courage for him to do that, even though I feel like it didn't kind of feel genuine. I don't really know that for certain. I just know how I'm kind of perceiving it, probably based on just the way hip hop is out and positivity is kind of in right now, or things are being influenced by positivity.
I don't think that you can make a song like Little Black Boy and not be genuine. You know what I'm saying?
I think you can make a song Little Black Boy and be genuine, but I think you can also try to make a song like Glory to the Lord and that takes away from.
I agree. Okay. Yeah.
And maybe he's trying to provide balance, you know, to the album, or maybe, like you said, it is supposed to be divided into three sections. Well, if that's the case, you know, chop it up. Give us some indicators
to like clearly define that
right.
We're going into the money section.
Exactly.
Instead of it just coming out of nowhere, and because
right.
it doesn't flow into all three of those phases. If it's mm-hmm. it's supposed to be broken up that way.
Conceptually, your approach and what you were trying to convey, the messages that you were putting out, I definitely commend you for doing that. I appreciate that because, you know, at the end of the day, taking one of FIFO's phrases, you know, we do need guys like you putting that type of messaging out there. We do need you, you know, rappers to kind of, you know, use the platform that you have for positivity. And I think that's to be commended for me, you know, and Little Black Boy was again, a powerful record. That one in Black Blood was two of my favorite songs on the album itself. But yeah, I just wasn't behind this one as a complete body of work. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You got a lot of fans, you got people that mess with you. You know, your thoughts or ideas and, you know, they're, you know, it just wasn't for me, not this one. But hey, Becoming King and some of your other stuff, I'm with.
It's not about your talent level, it's not about your skill level. It's about, like Ken said, finding an identity, something that I can identify with you. And for me, the main thing, your identity is your how you spit and your flow and all of that. But now it's translating that into song structure and ideas and concepts and executing those. And one third of this album, I felt like you executed it. And the last two thirds, I felt like it just wasn't there. The execution wasn't there. I liked where you were trying to go. But, you know, you're dope. And I'm definitely a fan. And, you know, this is, you know, kind of difficult. But it is what it is, man. You don't have to listen to me. But I fuck with you, man. And just keep on your grind. Because, like Ken said, you have a fan base. And there's people that need and want your music.